Good morning. Welcome to a new day on lovely planet Earth. This is Maggie Chula, and you are listening to Maggie's Spiritual Connections. What a beautiful day this is today. So let me ask you, do you want to find solutions for the issues you're experiencing? Are you ready to make bold changes and create new opportunities that expand your world? This podcast, Maggie's Spiritual Connections, will help you start the week with inspirational messages and conversations designed to enlighten your spirit and engage your mind. Learn simple, easy, spiritual hypnotherapeutic exercises to help your body, mind, and spirit align with a natural source vibration of your soul. I invite you to listen in, build your light skills as you make significant progress in life as a consciously connected being of light. Help your body learn to relax. Train your mind to see solutions. Stay inspired and get motivated. You are a divine being of light, and you can bring your best into each day. Okay, today I was guided to talk about and to share the experience of a healing vibration of prayers. So we use prayers as a personal method to move into the oneness of Source. If you repeat a prayer over and over, your mind starts to relax and you put yourself into a space that has lightened your spirit. And by focusing your mind on the words, on the meaning within the prayer, you do get into that oneness. Because focused intent is the best method to help you create your life, building purpose and passion into each day. And in this podcast, we're going to experience a short meditation created to help you connect to the grace and light of God, the source of all that is. Listening to this meditation and reflecting on the words as a focused prayer, you will learn how to sense a oneness with God's grace and embrace the sacred wisdom. You are one with Source. You are here as a blessing to share hope, love, and healing wisdom, a divine co-creator of life. So I'm glad you're here to join me as we embrace 2020 as a year for honoring our spiritual connections and building our light skills. All right. I know many people who have used prayers, prayer groups, and really do work in the oneness of Source, but they may not know that. They may not feel that. And I've learned through my teachings and through my own life experiences that when you can focus your mind and really feel and sense what's going on in your body, you can bring that vibrational essence back to you quicker each time, because you're building and laying a pattern of vibration for you to get into that oneness of Source, the oneness of flowing in God's grace. And if you go to my website, A Center for Enlightenment, or MaggieChula.com, you will find a tab there that says Masters. And those are the master teachers that I work with. Now, I wrote a book with them called Open the Doorway to Your Soul, and you can also follow that URL, Open the Doorway, or Open the Doorway to Your Soul. And that book is different than some books. It was created that each chapter would be a lesson, a spiritual lesson. One is how to connect to your divine goddess vibration. Several are to help you understand your own soul vibration and wisdom. There are so many beautiful things in that book that I do want to share. That this one, though, what I'm about to read to you, I wrote for a new book that I have been creating that will be full of mindful methods to truly help you get into that oneness and that state of grace. Because as I said, if you're in that oneness, in that state, and you know it, and you have focused your intention that that is a healing moment, you can heal down to the cellular level. And by focusing our prayers all together on the earth or on some event, some catastrophic event, when we do that, we send so much vibrational love that the healing is just exponentially explosive. There are miracles that do happen through the power of prayer. So this mindful method that I wrote is Feel God's Grace. And I am going to put a page on my website, A Center for Enlightenment, and you'll be able to find this. I'm going to have one that says prayers, and we will have different prayers out there. There's a lot of really good information to help keep you uplifted and enlightened. So it doesn't matter how much money you have or how much influence you have. You will have the same ability to get healing, vibrational help from the masters, from Buddha, Jesus, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, the goddess Isis. So many are out there waiting for you to reach back to them and to say, I'm here, I need some help. So for right now, I want you to just get into a relaxed state. Because we're going to start the mindful method, Feel God's Grace. Imagine each time you take a breath, you are breathing in the breath of life from the far reaches of the universe. Allow yourself to breathe in deeply and feel the vibration of your divine soul connection to God. Sense the heart of the earth surround you as she sends energy throughout your body. Know you are loved. You are not an accident. God is ever present in your life. Sense the power within you from this divine connection to God is so great, you can handle anything that comes into your life. You desire to help all beings in your life feel comfort, support, and love. Sense your oneness with the universal source of God. See yourself sharing your desire for balanced energy in the world through your actions and choices. As you wake up each day grateful for another day to create, see the blessings of light and love spreading out from your center and radiating out into the universe. Thank God for your connection to the goodness and light within the universe. Take one more deep breath of life. Know you are one with Source, a divine co-creator of your life, a light worker for Source. Now, as you let that vibration radiate out through you, let's focus again on some of those words. Imagine each time you take a breath, you're breathing in the breath of life. Breathing in the breath of life. Your body cannot exist without that pure, beautiful oxygen coming into your lungs. And so it is a breath of life. And allow yourself to feel and to breathe it in deeply as you feel the vibration of your divine soul's connection to Source or to God. For it doesn't matter if you call it Source or God, but to me, those are two different things. I have a Source within this universe, and I live forever with this Source. And through the Source vibration, I have wisdom that is shared with me. And this wisdom has a voice I call God. But I see those as two different things. There's a source vibration, and then there's an essence also known as God. But what about Mother Earth? Do you ever think about Mother Earth as a being, a sentient being, who shares her divine loving vibration with you here? So your body can hold that light vibration and create within this form of expression. How beautiful is that as a thought? And then sense the power within you from this divine connection to God. It's so great. You can handle anything that comes into your life. Now, that can be a stretch sometimes. You can say, oh my gosh, I'm stretched so far, and my son isn't doing well, my daughter is over here and worried about my grandchildren, or I can't get this job, how am I going to find something else? But if you give your life and your devotion and your focus over to this vibrational essence of flowing love, and know that we are all connected, then these beautiful, magnificent beings of light, the Masters, God, can come to you and help you through your connection, through your desire, through your wanting this. And then see yourself sharing balanced energy. For the world needs balance. Light, dark, yin, yang. But not destruction. When there's destruction, we need a higher vibration of love to infuse the world. And that's where I feel we're at. We need that high vibration of love to come in to help us feel and know and sense we are here for a purpose. There is no accident. There's a reason. And we'll discover that passion as we release and let go of our fears and our anxiety. Fears for the future, let them go. Instead, see the future with people that love you, that are caring, that will listen, that see you for who you are. See the blessings of light that spread out from your center and radiating out into the universe. And then you thank God for your connection, for the goodness, for you to be able to sense this, to know you are one with the universe, a divine co-creator. So this mindful method is to understand how you connect to blessings, to gratitude, to love, to purity of heart, to the earth. And it really is enough to feel and understand, to work to feel and understand all the images that are coming through in this. All the images that come through. It's so good to take the time to listen and to feel and to know. And this whole prayer, this mindful method, doesn't have to take a lot of time. That's what I love about it. So as I write this, and I'll put this out under prayers and mindful methods, we have one more piece we wanted to give you, and this is a pure prayer. It says, "Dear source of all that is," or you can always say, "Dear God." So don't be put down by someone speaking a word that's different than yours. The meaning is the same. We are in the oneness of the universe. We are one with Source. We are one with God. We are one. Dear Source of all that is, I ask you to help me be my best, bring my best, share my best with everyone I meet. I know there is a soothing source vibration connecting everything together. I know there is a sparkling, curious intelligence continually activating us to expand and grow. I know each of us has a purpose for being alive today. Help me share this wisdom and knowledge. Help me share the light and the love I feel in my heart. Help me hold this vibration of light and love so others can experience it when they are near. I know you exist, dear Source. I ask you to be with me today, tomorrow, forever, for I am an instrument of your light and love. Show me how to bring my best into this world so that I may become a beacon of light, an instrument of your love, a bringer of peace, a light channel for Source. Thank you, for it is done. Now, this is a more typical prayer. We start out welcoming dear Source. It continues with what you want to do. I ask you to help me bring my best, share my best with everyone I meet. And then you go into what you know. I know there is a soothing source vibration connecting everything together. I know there is a sparkling, curious intelligence continually activating us to expand and grow. Do you feel that? That continuous, curious intelligence that's flowing within you. And then it's continually activating us, right? We are continually expanding and growing. And I know each of us has a purpose for being alive today. And then we go into help me share this wisdom and knowledge. Help me share the light and the love I feel in my heart. Help me hold this vibration of light and love so others can experience it when they are near. I know you exist, dear Source. I ask you to be with me today, tomorrow, forever, for I am an instrument of your light and love. Show me how to bring my best into this world so that I may become a beacon of light, an instrument of your love, a bringer of peace, a light channel for Source. Thank you, for it is done. Now, when you work with your mind, if you say, "Thank you, for it is done," then you are allowing that connection to have been made. You are allowing that answer to be brought to you because you desire it, because you brought that light. That is your desire. That is your focused intent. So these two pieces will be found on my website, A Center for Enlightenment. And we're going through some changes. I'm merging some things together. So it doesn't look quite the same. It's because it's changing. But it's changing so it's simpler to find. There'll be a tab for the masters. There'll be a tab for prayers. There's going to be a tab for mindful methods. There'll be a way to find and discover what you need. So I am grateful. Prayers move us into that vibration of gratitude. I'm grateful. I'm grateful every day I get to wake up. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every day I get a chance to explore, to see, to work within this lovely vibration of Earth. I feel so connected to dear Earth. And that's where I will go this week. I will stay within my prayers and within my mindful methods and go into the oneness of Source. And when I have something coming up, I always go to the oneness of Source and feel that sense of connection before I do anything with anyone on a psychic level or a spiritual level. For I do work as a psychic and do psychic readings, mediumship work. I teach many different forms of spiritual awareness. But what I am working on here today with you, and what I will work on for this week, is healing through prayer and meditation. So this mindful method can be expanded into a guided meditation. And you can use these words and put your own words into them. But if you use the whole thing, complete as is, be grateful and thank Source for allowing this wisdom to flow through. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everyone has a beautiful day, a lovely week ahead. And remember, you are a divine being of light. You have a purpose and a reason for being here. If you need help expanding that passion within your heart, connecting up to your life force, give me a call. Go to my website, maggiechula.com, or A Center for Enlightenment. I'll see you there. Namaste. Blessings to all.